Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I'm broadcasting tonight from the bright red desk on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Back from a week retreat, I went up to a wonderful experience up at Jung on the Hudson, sponsored by them, and it was a bunch of Jungians and assorted others, because I'm an assorted other. I'm not a Jungian therapist, but I have a real abiding interest in him. And I'm, of course, on the board of the foundation here in New York as the outreach to other people, you know, like people like me, you know, come learn about him. And one of the things we did all week was it was a conference on getting older and, you know, planning that back half of your life. I at one point was trying to invite one of my Aries friends with a Scorpio moon to join me, you know, and say, hey, you want to go and maybe do this? We'll have like a road trip. She was like, that sounds like hell. You're going to sit around for a whole week and process? I'm like, I don't actually know, but I mean, some of these people have really written really good books. That sounds like hell. So she did not attend, but 70 of us did, and it was sold out. It had a wait list of 30 people, so it was very fun. We had a great time, and basically I think they ran out of hotel rooms. I had a lovely hotel room with a rocking chair on the front porch, so I went out and rocked, and then there was a big rainstorm, and I rocked in the rainstorm watching the ions, thunderstorm, you know, with the crackling and the... It always just smells so good upstate New York. So it was up in Rhinebeck, which is a beautiful town for those of you who've never been there. I'd never really spent any time. I'd driven through it, but I'd never parked in it. So I was parked in it for a week. It was lovely, and I learned all sorts of really cool stuff, which I'll be adding to the radio show as we go forward. It really was about conscious living, you know, and we have these journeys, you know, the beginning of the half, beginning of life is build your life, have your babies, do your career, bop, bop, bop. Second half of life is, like, what have you left undone? What's your unfinished business? And, of course, because the North Nodes are in Leo, and they're going to be there till November of next year, we are all being asked to focus on the unfinished business or the path of our life. Our chart is saying to us, you have a heart path, and it is shown by the sign ruled by Leo in your chart, whatever house is ruled by Leo. Now, obviously, if you've moved, you have a natal heart path, and then you move somewhere else to do a different path, perhaps, for a time being. But the chart itself describes the heart path. And then the sun, of course, describes how you're supposed to do it, how you're supposed to experience this life, what is your job in this lifetime. So it was a really interesting conference, and there were a number of people whose books I had read. And I came home, of course, you know, came home with a pile of more books to read. If any of you have ever been to my apartment, you know that I have a little book addiction. It's a very healthy addiction, I might add, but it's pretty addicted. And I got more books, so that's good. Cats were happy to see me come home yesterday night. I came home last night, and I did the weekend workshop that they had too, Friday night and Saturday, with a gentleman named Dr. Hollis, who I actually have an article on my website. He wrote a great book called Swamplands of the Soul. What a great title. Although Swamplands have been a little, you know, it's been taken over by other people these days. But back when I first read it, I was like, oh, let's look at the swamplands and how he describes what they are and then what the transit is. You know, like if you're having a Saturn transit, very often that's a depressing swamp that you're in, or you're in an anxiety swamp. So it was very interesting to kind of listen to all these different approaches to how to live our best life. This is a new moon. I have a new moon webinar in a half an hour at 7:30. We're also going to have an eclipse special on August 2nd, Wednesday, August 2nd, next week, around the eclipses that are coming in. So these are very big eclipses for the United States. There's a lot of hoo-ha out there on the internet. I'm going to add my hoo-ha voice, my understanding of what they're trying to be asking you to do, and we'll explore where the eclipses are laying off in your chart and what they're setting up. This also is a month where we have two new moons in Leo. They call those, when we have two moons in the same sign, we're going to have it right at the beginning. We actually had it this morning. The new moon was this morning. And we're going to have it at the end of the month. right? On the 21st of August, not the end of Leo, not the end of the month of August. So we're having two new moons in the sign of Leo, one at the beginning, one at the end. And, of course, because the nodes of fate are in Leo, that means the sun is within 15 degrees of the nodes of fate. That means it's eclipse season. So we all know about eclipses. The eclipses are coming. The eclipses are coming. We're officially entering eclipse territory. And we always see it kind of ride in, bumpity, 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 bump. And we just got a nice new Leo communication director. I'm sure he's a Leo. I haven't looked at his chart yet. But the Mooch is coming in as communication director, giving Sandra Huckabee Sanders, you know, tell her to go to makeup and hair. You know, go to the same makeup and hair guy we had. We like that one. We don't like the other one you've been using. And Sean Spicer has ridden off into the sunset, our communications director. So we can expect with Leo, because it is the eclipse, eclipses take out leaders. Eclipen makes people leave, or it makes us change our path. So we're all up for big path changes this next couple of weeks, this next month and a half. And we'll be talking this week about consciously working with it tonight at 7:30 if you want to sign up for the webinar. If you're not going to be able to hear it, you can always buy it later. And you have a few days to do the new moon. And this is the first new moon in the sign of Leo since the nodes entered Leo. So this is a particularly important one because this kind of charts your path. And it's really right at the very beginning. It was at sunrise this morning on the East Coast. It was right on the ascendant on the East Coast, and it's sitting there with Mars on the East Coast. So the new moon is particularly potent, and it has a bunch of interesting things in it, including some aspects that really kind of pop you off into a whole new energy. It's got a rosetta, and I like rosettas because they're like roses. You know, you get a rose, but you also get the thorn. So they have this energy to them. They make you bloom, but not without maybe a little prick from the thorn. You get a little, but you want to have the rose. Can you put up with the thorn? And the answer probably is yes, because the rose is really pretty. Now, if you think of it as the thorn bush has roses, you know, that's another way, that's another worldview. Or you can think of the rose bush has thorns. And this is a thorny little new moon, okay? So our job is to work with it and kind of say, okay, because it's right there joined with Mars. Now, we remember when the sun and the moon link up, right, that's great. That's a new moon. But when Mars comes and hangs out with the sun, it kind of makes it like an Aries. It doesn't matter what sign it is. Most of the other planets, when they hang out with the sun, they get burned up. But when Mars hangs out with the sun, he gets accelerated, amplified, and he gets much, much more feisty. All right. Now, in addition to it being the eclipses are coming, we're in the build-up to the full moon, which takes place on August 7th. And then we have a new moon on August 21st. And both of those are eclipses, and both of those are very close to the node of fate. So they're total. It's a total eclipse. The solar eclipse is a total eclipse of the sun. You're going to, the path of totality runs across the middle of this country. So if you go looking on the internet, you're going to find a lot of hoo-ha out there because all the astrologers are jumping around getting all excited. And regular people are too. They're like, I'm going to go stand under the path of the eclipse. And people say to me, you going to do that? And I go, hell no, man. Eclipses are unpredictable, uncontrollable energetic forces where the light of the sun is blanked out or the light of the moon is blanked out. And we have an electrical failure, essentially. The all the stuff that's flying at us, do you really want to stand under the centerpiece of the electrical failure? That's where the ceiling lamp falls, you know. I'd rather stand on the side and watch the action from the side. But the eclipse is very potent, and it is in Leo. So if you are on your path, no worries. This will just amplify it. It'll send people in. It will help you be invited. I got a call this morning from a friend of mine. She met this really cute guy. I married somebody last week. I helped somebody else pick a proposal time. Everybody's moving forward on their path of love. Leo, of course, is where we love, what we love, who we love, what our passions are. Somebody was sitting next to somebody in a bar last night and wrote me that they got a a book deal from talking to the guy in the bar. So it, this is a big, big week and a half, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So get ready. We're going to have a lot of fun. This is a three-page week. Those of you who listen to this show frequently know that means a lot of exciting stuff going on in the heavens. It is a new moon. It happened this morning. If you're feeling like a little jumpy and like you want to do stuff, great. Remember last week we had the coronal mass eruption. So that was all the protons from the sun from that big old solar flare flying at us. Now this one, we enter into eclipse season. And eclipses are, you know, in the olden days, they watched them. They were very, you know, astrologers were a little respectful of the eclipses because what happens is the dragon comes to eat the sun or the moon. And in the story of the mythology of it, the dragons and the gods were fighting. And they were trying to win. And so they appealed to the gods. And the gods said to them, well, they appealed to Vishnu. And he said, well, whoever wins gets to run the earth, right? And so the way you do this is you have to churn the sea, right? And you churn the sea until it makes nectar of immortality. Then you'll be immortal. So they were all like, great. Now, of course, the gods, it was hard to churn. So they asked the demons to help them. Not a good idea to ask demons to help you. So the demons were helping, and they made the nectar. And everybody wanted it. It was a big fight. So they sat them down, demons on one side, gods on the other. But one of the demons was suspicious. So he snuck over, and he sat with the gods. And he saw what was happening. And he noticed that they were giving the immortality potion to the gods, but they were not giving it to the demons. So he grabbed it and he drank it. And as he drank it, the sun and the moon realized it and called out, and he got cut in half with the sword, right? Which, of course, separated the dragon's head from the dragon's tail, the note of fate. But he was already drank it, so he was immortal. So there's an immortal demon up there in the form of the dragon's head and the dragon's tail, the nodes of fate. Now, if it's on the north node, the dragon will burn your path open and help you get there, guide you to the place you're supposed to go. If it's on the south node, it might not be such much fun. Now, interestingly, this eclipse is on the north node, so it's going to guide us where we need to go, but it also is going to release stuff into the south node because that's the way it works. And so what happens is when the dragon meets up with the sun and the moon twice a year, he eats them. And there's a little struggle up there. So there's a struggle between the lights and the dragon. This is the energy we work with eclipses, right? The rest of the year, everybody's kind of hanging out. And then twice a year, he runs into them in the park, and he goes, ah, I know you. I know you. So yesterday, I'm at the train station coming back. And I was going outside because it was really hot in the train station. It was actually colder outside because there had been a little rain. And as I'm going out the door, my palmistry teacher is walking in the door. And I'm like, Evelyn, hi, how are you? She's like, hi, how are you? I'm like, what are you here for? And she's like, what are you here for? And we rode on the train together and had this great chat. You know, you run into someone you don't really expect to run into. This is the week the dragon runs into the sun and the moon. And so he eats the moon first. Going to eat the moon, and then he's going to go to the sun. So a lot of energy right now, but the Mars is accelerating the sun and the moon because they just got married. They just started a new party. They just began a new adventure. They're moving forward. There's a ta-da, forward we go. And our job with this is to understand that we are on a forward move in motion, and we have a whole new initiation, and we also have a three-page week. All right, that makes sense? Sounds like fun? Everybody ready? Not really. I can tell you're a little anxious. But it's not going to be bad. Let's talk about the week. Let's do the moons. Get those moons out of control and out of the way. Okay, today right now the moon's in Leo, and it's going to be in Leo Monday the 24th, and it's going to be go void at 5:22 in the morning on the 25th with a conjunction to Mercury, the communication planet. Okay. And that's considered a positive. You know, when people say good closing aspects, bad closing aspects, conjunctions can go either way, and you look and see what the planet is. So in the case of Mercury, Mercury's a neutral planet. Who's he hanging out with? He's hanging out with the moon. He's in a good mood. Put Mercury with Saturn, he's a little meaner, right? Put him with the mean guy. But he's with a nice guy. So this is good news, good communications, good connections, good relations. The moon is void for about an hour on Tuesday morning, and then it goes into Virgo. So it's in Virgo all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, and it goes void at 2:31 with a square to Venus. Now, Moon in Virgo, square Venus in Gemini. Okay, think about that. Virgo is very task-oriented. Venus is in Gemini is choices. What choices do we make? Squares are usually active and good, and we don't always consider them good aspects, but this is a square between two lights that like each other, two nice planets. So the Moon in Virgo is going to want to organize things, and the Venus in Gemini is going to want to hang on to things. And I have, in my case, I have the organizer coming on Wednesday, and I know when I pull out my 10 new books and add them to the pile of other books, I'm going to get a look. Like, really? More books? Venus in Gemini, I couldn't help myself. Which ones do you want to get rid of, says the Moon in Virgo? I don't really want to get rid of any of them. I want them all, right? So it's a little bit of an overdoing energy on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then the Moon is void Thursday morning from 2:31 in the morning, and these are East Coast times, adjust for your time zone, till 11:37 in the morning when it enters Libra. So at 11:30 on Thursday morning, it enters Libra. It's in Libra Thursday afternoon, evening, all day Friday, and all day Saturday till 5:30. That has a closing aspect of a separation to Uranus. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we separate, and we break up, and we see things we hadn't seen. Now, Moon in Libra tries to keep the peace. Uranus in Aries is a pretty feisty little critter and doesn't necessarily want to follow the rules, wants to run away and join the circus, doesn't want to do it. No, you can't make me. So a lot of passion there, okay? So that's Thursday afternoon, evening, Friday, and then all day Saturday till 5:30. Then the Moon goes into Scorpio at 8:23 on Saturday afternoon, and it's in Scorpio on Sunday the 30th, and it's in Scorpio on Monday through 7:10 when it goes void with a sextile to Pluto. So what that suggests is the Saturday evening, Sunday, Monday stuff, Monday morning stuff, but mainly the Saturday evening, Sunday stuff, has like a little power dynamic to it and a transformational quality to it. So we know this weekend's going to give us a little bit of transformation, a little bit of understanding, and it's a nice aspect, but it is a sextile to Pluto. So sextiles to Pluto do have a little bit of a challenge, even though it's a sextile. The Moon in Scorpio is in water sign, and of course is answering to Pluto. Sextiles Pluto in Capricorn, so it's really solid, reliable, dependable. So kind of watch what happens Saturday night and the Sunday, as this energy is pretty potent. And then the Moon goes void bright and early on the 31st at 7:10 with that sextile, and it is void all day Monday the 31st. And then it goes into Leo at 8 in the morning on the 1st of August. I have the webinar on the eclipses at 7:30 on Wednesday the 2nd, so you can tune in for that. And that will go in depth to the eclipses that we're going to have on the 7th and the 21st. But we are entering eclipse period now. And I would suggest to you the White House changes that we just saw happen as the Cancer guy. Sean Spicer certainly has a lot of Cancer feel, right? Nice guy, kind of a little pudgy, little schlubby, likes his gum, Catholic. Gets kicked out for the Leo King, Moochie. You know, can't make this stuff up. We just watch it happen in front of us, and we go, wow. Scar Moochie, Much Scars. That's an interesting name. So the universe shifted us. The progressed sun went out of Cancer, and it went, or the sun in the sky went out of Cancer. We got rid of the Cancer guy, trying to be nice, trying to be like the dad and the friend. Got into the Leo King. Leo King, who loves the Donald, right? Now, the eclipse, of course, people are going crazy with this eclipse because it's also on Donald's ascendant. So that's another reason to tune in to the webinar. But the energy is very potent. And, again, the beginning of the week, you get a lot done. But when we get to Thursday afternoon, Friday, Saturday, we have a little more problematic energy. We have separating, leaving, departing, doesn't want it to happen. And then the 29th, Saturday evening and Sunday is very intense, as is Monday the 31st, but the Moon is void on the 31st. So big energy. And we'll do the new moon webinar in length. But basically the thing, beep, beep, Remo, this cat's sitting on my, cats really miss me when I go away for a week. I feel very loved, I have to say. The series is out of bounds, right, in the sky right now. The rest of the planets have come in bounds, so that's always good. And the new moon took place in the day of Saturn and in the hour of Mars. So it's a real working moon, wants us to do some work. We also have a lot of energy around this new moon, that it's on the asteroid Sisyphus. So there's this whole energy of, okay, roll the thing up the hill, roll it back down. Roll the thing up the hill, roll it back down. A lot of energy on Sisyphus. So kind of watching for that is good. And also Ras Hagul has got Mercury on it and Saturn on it. Saturn's exactly joined to Ras Hagul. Mercury's parallel to Ras Hagul. And Ras Hagul is the star of sexual deviance, among other things. But so that star is very active right now. So this is also an exposure time. If you've been doing something that you're not supposed to be doing, this is when you get caught. And interestingly, they just shut down, the Justice Department just shut down the black net opioids, a big opioid and fentanyl opioid, whatever, a big drug website. They just shut it down. So this is a good time to get caught if you need to get caught. Not that you necessarily need to get caught, but just be careful if you don't want to get caught. This is when you can get caught. So we have all this wonderful, fun stuff happening. And we also have, let me just get my notes up here. We also have a lot of aspects. It's, as I mentioned before, it's a three-page week. That always means we rock and roll when we have a three-page week. The heavens be telling us stuff. Okay, so yesterday, Saturday, the sun went into Leo, and he's going from zero Leo to 7.5, almost 8. So he's zipping along over there in the sky. And this week he is going to be joining up with Mars on the 26th. So the new moon happens tonight, or happened this morning rather, but the moon is combust, the sun is combust Mars. So when the sun is combust Mars, we're in real action mode. So 23, 24, 25, 26, high action. Of course, Mars on the sun, high irritation. We're all honorary Aries. Be very careful crossing streets because this is one of those aspects where people go, vroom. I was coming home last night and we got stuck in traffic because they were fixing something on Madison Avenue. It's like 10 o'clock at night. I mean, we're not talking, but they cut it down to like one lane. And we finally get through it and the car behind us took off with a vroom. Had anybody been inadvertently walking the street, that would have been it for them. So do watch, because everybody's going to be a little more impatient, a little more wanting to punch people with that moon, that Mars-Sun aspect. And that runs through the 26th, so just kind of know there's a high level of... Sun also has a sextile to Admetos, wanting to end things or to be clear about things or to commit to things. Now, endings can be good. It can be the ending to your single life. You know, in the case of my clients that got married, I'm making a commitment till death do us part. You know, that was part of the vows, you know, or part of the traditional vows. We're working on this, right? This is all the energy in the heavens. We also have a sun quintile Jupiter, which is a lot about the gifts, which is really watching for unexpected benevolences to come your way from partners or from people that want to partner or collaborate with you. And, you know, in the sense of the eclipses, a lot of times you'll hear astrologers say, oh, you know, be really careful committing to eclipses, be really cautious on them. Eclipses, what they're tied to is fated events. So what the issue with them, if you commit on an eclipse, and don't be worried about it, we're also going to have a big Mercury retrograde going on, right? You know, so the heavens are going to be full of all sorts of confusing messages. But when you commit to something, when the energy is so potent, you know, sometimes it doesn't last, but it moves you forward. And there was a lot of, you know, this week I went away on is about dying, right? Or, you know, getting old and what are you going to do because you're getting old. And one of the things they said, commencement, right? It's commencement. You graduate, but it also is the beginning of the next life. The endings always bring beginnings. So the thing is, when you commit on eclipses, you're committing in a highly volatile energy that isn't necessarily, quote unquote, controllable or predictable, and humans hate change. So it's not to say don't commit. It's just to say if you commit, remember the offers that come in are enticing you to get on your career path, get on your life path, get on whatever the path is you're supposed to do, even if they don't work out. So when someone says, well, you know, I got this great offer, and someone in the astrology world goes, oh, you know, you better be careful, you know, it's the eclipse season. Just go, yeah, eclipse is unpredictable, probably should do it. If they say, give me, you know, $100,000 on your firstborn child, where we're going to cook them and roast them, you're going to say no. But if it looks reasonable, it looks interesting, say yes, right? You know, give yourself permission to go for it. The 28th, the sun is in conjunct Juno, so there's a lot of partnering energy then, or adjusting the partnerships. Remember, the sun's in Leo right now. It likes being a king, wants to be a king. So, you know, I came home this week and got my mail. And, of course, People Magazine actually has a nasty article about Donald and his kids on it. I'm like, wow, People Magazine's turning against him. Hey, that's not good. But it's also saying, you know, he plays to win. That's what he taught his kids. So adjusting Sun and Leo to Juno, how we partner, what our beliefs and our structures are around partners, right? Sun is sesquiquadrate Saturn on the 29th. And so that is very much a stressful aspect around some of the structures we've already committed to. And the sun is biquintile Neptune on the 30th, inviting in a different kind of energy. Biquintiles are about playing collaboratively, playing collectively, having a good time, trying new things. And when it's suns with Neptune, it's usually a positive, affirmative, forward-moving energy. Because Neptune wants to invite us to transcend ourselves in some way, shape, or form, wants us to invite us to work on our dream. Mercury this week is going to shift and go into Virgo. That's going to happen on the 25th, on Tuesday, when he enters Virgo. And when he enters Virgo, he's going to be retrograde in Virgo and Leo, right? So I should have looked when he entered his shadow. But at any rate, this year he has retrogrades in fire and air and earth. So he goes into Virgo on the 25th, but he goes from 26 Leo to 4 Virgo, and he is working hard. Now, remember, there's that big old grand trine in the sky, right? And the big old grand trine in the sky is with Uranus, change, 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 Saturn, structure, structure, structure. Change your structure, positive, flowing, fiery, visionary energy. I see the new structure I want to change towards. I see the structure and I know how I want to change it to get it to be what I want. And both of them are trine to the North Node. This week, Mercury comes to trine Uranus. And so what he does is he does that. Last week, he talked to the Node of Fate. This week, he talks to Uranus. And he's saying to Uranus, I really understand what you're trying to do. Now, he is going to go back and forth across these points in the retrograde. Right, so there can be a plan, and then, of course, a revision to the plan, and then a revision to the revision to the plan. So play it loose, play it easy, but do know that you're going to be asked to commit to some kind of change on the 24th. The universe is going to say, hey, I need you to kind of maybe try something new. And hey, maybe you want to try working with these peeps. And I would say yes, and then just kind of look at how it works. I can't believe I just ran out of time. Mercury also is parallel to Uranus on the 26th and pushing. He also has trines to health planets, so don't take any health matters. Go to the doctor, okay? Any health matters, go to the doctor. Venus is in Gemini, and she goes from 20 Gemini to 28 Gemini. And she has an aspect to Pluto. She has an aspect to the Node of Fate on the 26th and the 27th, encouraging and inviting her. And she has an aspect of change, change, change on the 30th. Lots of changes with Venus. Mars is in Leo from 2 Leo through 6 Leo. And he is really working on changing some of the structures by looking at your home and health, looking at your relationships, and wanting to shift them up. Change in health matters on the 29th with Chiron hitting Uranus. Uranus hitting Chiron. And then Vesta has a lot of changes, too, a lot of changes to the home. People moving is a big move time. Everybody, you know, you get a great new deal on a place. I want to move. I got to move. Totally great week for moving. As I mentioned, it's a three-page week, and I'm running out of time. But the key to remember, you're going to get invitations. It's a new to full. Take them up on it, even if you're not 100% sure what you should do. And we'll talk more about the new moon in a half an hour. You can register for it on my new moon webinar report. And you can do the new moon ritual for the next 3 days through Wednesday morning. Take care and have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye.